We want to spend a few minutes now marking a somber anniversary. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock reports on a tragedy that struck a city in Indiana on December 13, 1977.
In the small towns that dot the Midwest, sports can tie everything together. What happened in Evansville, Indiana 40 years ago today tore everything apart.
Area Indiana 216, contact departure.
Air Indiana Flight 216 took off from the Evansville airport just after 7 p.m. It was a nasty night, misty and foggy. The plane was carrying members of the University of Evansville's men's basketball team, the Purple Aces. They had a game in Tennessee. They never made it. The plane crashed shortly after takeoff. Pat Wathen was the police reporter for the local paper, the Evansville Courier. He was on his dinner break at home when the call came in from his city editor. There had been a crash near the airport in a neighborhood called Melody Hills.
Well, that concerned me right away because I grew up in that area, and my parents live in Melody Hills. So my next move was to try to call them, and of course got a dead line. Found out later that's because everybody else had the same idea, and it just jammed the circuits.
The plane had gone down on a muddy hillside. When Wathen got there, he saw a small fire and bodies on the ground.
I actually glanced down on the ground and I saw an Aces duffel bag, and that's when my heart sank. That's when I realized, this had been the basketball team.
All 29 people on board the plane were killed. 14 were players on the Evansville team. The victims also included first-year coach Bobby Watson, members of his staff, and the team's radio broadcaster. Pat Wathen remembers the scene as the remains were taken back to the city on a railroad car.
And that was really an eerie scene that I think all of us recall, because of with the fog and the mist and all that, and the train whistle, as they were backing it up, there was a red flare that kind of glowed in the fog.
Rich Davis was another young reporter at the scene that night. A young boy had led him through the woods to the crash site.
You know, every adjective that you can use, from hopelessness to despair, this was a team that, I tell people, defined the city.
Evansville had seen some tough economic times in the 60s and 70s, but the basketball team put the city on its shoulders. It won 5 national titles in Division II. And then in 1977, Evansville moved up to Division I, the highest level in college basketball. Joe Atkinson teaches at the University of Evansville. He's directed a new documentary about the crash. It's called From the Ashes, the University of Evansville Purple Aces.
I walk past the memorial to that team every single day. And every day I would see the names carved in the monument. And I became very curious as to what the rest of their story is, because, of course, we all know the end. The end of the story is the plane crash. But I became very curious what the rest of their story is, as individuals and as a team, and that was sort of the genesis for the documentary.
Hi, I'm Craig Heckendorn from Cincinnati, Ohio, 6'2" guard.
Hi, I'm Mike Joyner. I'm from Terre Haute, Indiana. My high school was Terre Haute South. I'm a freshman at 6'3". I'm a guard.
In the documentary, there's archive footage of the players on the 1977 team introducing themselves. Some are still wearing their high school letterman's jackets.
These aren't names carved in concrete. These were kids who were very excited about being part of a new program, and all of a sudden that was taken away.
After the crash, there were 29 funerals. Reporter Rich Davis traveled to El Dorado, Illinois, for services for 2 of the Evansville players, Mike Duff and Kevin Kingston. They had been basketball stars at the high school.
There were so many people turning out that they moved the funeral to the gymnasium, and it was full. And they had the 2 caskets there on the floor with basketballs by each one of them. But it was heart-wrenching. It was really heart-wrenching.
In the weeks following the crash, Davis says the city turned back to basketball to try to ease the grief. The team from Southern Illinois University, Evansville's arch rivals, came to town and hosted a holiday tournament, which they won, cheered by Aces fans. Then in February of 1978, the Pittsburgh Steelers football team came to Evansville for a charity basketball game.
And that was the first time I remember laughter again at the stadium.
But people were also bitter. The families of the victims wanted to know why this had happened. The National Transportation Safety Board investigated, holding hearings in Evansville. In the end, though, the cause was traced to human error. It was an accident. Dr. Donald Moon lost his son Keith in the crash. Here he is in the new documentary.
There's got to be some anger there, I suppose. In fact, I know there is, but Keith would not want us to have vitriol and anger all the time.
Today, the University of Evansville will hold a service to commemorate the 40th anniversary of the plane crash. The documentary film, From the Ashes, will be shown on the local PBS station tonight. The Purple Aces play in Evansville on Saturday afternoon. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.